This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The classroom of the year in some circumstances. Back on the air here, the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen's at the controls, and Jennifer will take control of your ears and your head right now with one of the trending stories for this hour.
Well, it's a trending story that doesn't have a political touch. How about that? This is a trending story.
Hooray!
About cars, because I think this is something practically that we all think about every few years. And if you do need a new car, new to you maybe, are you going to go to the dealer and buy a new car, or are you going to go and buy a used car? Many people are now going for used cars, and the demand, according to the Wall Street Journal, is high. The gap between the price of new and used vehicles is as wide as it's been in years, which has pushed an increasing number of consumers to the used car lot and putting pressure on automakers to deepen discounts on new cars so that they can keep them competitive. Demand for used cars was unusually strong over the summer and will remain at elevated levels, at least according to experts, through the year's end, as higher interest rates and rising prices on new cars continue to stretch the buyers' wallets. And according to the industry analysts, they say that the used car is now where it's at. Doug, I know you've been doing this for a long time.
Yep.
Used car buyers are finding a growing selection of low-mileage vehicles that are only a few years old because many people lease and then return those cars, and that volume...
Right. That's
has helped the used car industry.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So, interesting thing. I'm in a pickle because I have a 3-year lease. I'm not even into my third year yet, and that'll start in November, and I'm already way over mileage. So, at this point, I will probably be forced to buy my car because I don't want to pay all the mileage fees that come along with overextending yourself on a lease.
Leasing is only a good deal if you don't drive. If you drive, it's not a great deal.
It used to serve me so well because my commute was just like less than a mile every day. And now I'm driving 65-plus miles every single day.
Charge it off to the company. Your father needs to pay. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, right.
Well, I have. I just bought a 2-year-old car with 24,000 miles on it. And it's another Rover. I found that for me... What has worked well in the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 exchanges, I'm thinking back to the cars I've had. I get something that's 2 years old, try to get relatively low mileage, and keep it for 2 years. I've been driving a lot less in the car and a lot more in my truck. So the car that I turned in for this one, I'd actually only put, 14,000 miles on the car. Nothing. Really, I just used it to drive back and forth visiting and handle. Yeah, I didn't need a car that much. So that's why I don't buy a new one. Somebody's got to buy a new one, though, because if you don't buy new ones, how are we going to get the old
and
used
what's
ones?
Really interesting in this story is they say the average price for a new car has gone up. When people go in, especially if they're buying a new car every... 5, 6 years, you might go in, you buy a car, you pay it off, you go look for another one. People are going in expecting new cars to be about $20,000. Well, the average is now more like $30,000. In fact, the average price paid for a car, the average price today is $36,848. So that's pretty pricey when you're looking to finance it over 5 years.
Sure is. It's almost like killing the goose that laid the golden egg. One wonders about some of these things. When it comes down to buying and selling and trading, what are we doing? How are we staying on top of things? What are the airlines and what they do to keep increasing seat tightness and the prices go up and the ride becomes more uncomfortable? I thought it was interesting that the legislation department in the House is filing a bill to make the FAA set minimum requirements for airplane seat spacing. That'll be interesting. Airlines are not going to be happy about that. They'll be in there with all their lawyers and all their lobbyists to try to keep it from getting as bad as it is. We all know how bad it is, how cramped the quarters are in planes.
It's horrible.
It's bad. The double-edged sword for me is, do you want the government going into an industry and telling them how to do things? So that's
should
tough
be the marketplace.
For me. It should be the marketplace, but clearly it's not, because with something like airlines, if you've got to fly, you've got to fly. It's not like there are a ton of
other
places. They have us all over a barrel,
there's really not
a lot you can do.
Yeah, the government, and here we go again, with monopolies, they keep letting these airlines merge, and they say, well, it's because of the health of the industry. Well, the airline industry has never made as much money as it has in the last 3 years. Granted, every large carrier has gone bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And how many smaller service industries have taken the hit because of that? You know what happens when a company like that, Air American, and they've all gone bankrupt. And little guys that have service industries get pennies on the dollar. They get screwed. And the corporate people who are running it, which is, you acknowledge what their job is, and their job is to make the stock price for the stockholders more valuable. That's their job. You do it any way you can, and you'd be considered successful. However, at some point in time, you look at this stuff, like the spacing of seats and the cost of going from one place to another, and they blame it on the price of fuel or whatever it is. They charge you more money for your bags. Come on.
Yeah. And these are significant amounts of space, too, because I actually have this story pulled up because I was going to tell you about it later on. But the room between rows has actually shrunk. It used to be 34 or 35 inches.
Yeah.
That was the pitch.
Right.
Now it's 30 inches or less on planes.
And they give you, if you're in more, like American, if I don't get to sit up front, then they have for their better customers more legroom. I forget what they call it. They all
it's like an economy plus service.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so they're happy to give you to tell you that you have a whopping 31 inches instead of the 27 that you would have if you sat in a regular seat. And as Jennifer just pointed out, that's a pittance compared to what the normal seat.
Yeah.
Difference used to be.
My dad just got back from transatlantic flight. He was in Italy, and so he came back, and he had paid for the premium economy section because he's tall. My dad's 6'3", he's a big guy. He wanted the extra legroom, and they had their connecting flight was delayed because of weather, so he missed his initial flight. So they put him on an Air France flight, just in regular economy. They couldn't honor his economy plus ticket that he had, and he
you
said
get his money back.
I don't know. He's going to go. He was going crazy about it. So maybe he will. Probably not yet is the answer. Not yet, but maybe. But he was telling me he said when they served dinner, and it reminded me of the flight that I took to Ireland on Aer Lingus, the space is so small that they actually make an announcement that you have to have your seat back up during dinner. Otherwise, no one can eat. The person behind you can't eat if you're reclined because there's just no space left anymore. It's like you're sitting in the guy's lap in front of you or behind you. It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Especially when you think about people's health, because that's a real issue. And I know they say get up and walk around an airplane, but who really does that? There's not a lot of space to do that either.
I walk around
you have to. You force yourself, but no one's getting up every hour like they tell you should.
Yeah.
Mm. Lovely. All right. So have we solved the problem? We underscored a problem. Did we fix it? What's the way to fix it? Allow a new airline. I think I'll start an airline. What do you think, ladies? You want to go in with me? Invest a couple of bucks. Let's buy a plane. We'll start. We'll start small.
Let's call it first class for poor people.
No, just call it first class.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
First class.
First
airlines.
Class. Let's call it first class.
Every seat flies first class.
First class, yes.
There actually
are some of those. They're called NetJets. Get one of those. Call Warren Buffett, he'll get you one. 16 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Now at Staples, get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave-behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money. At Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of more names in the news. A fella named Jim, is it Knoblach? Is that how you pronounce his name, Jennifer? K-N-O-B-L-A-C-H, congressman from Minnesota?
Oh, Klobach, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's Klobach, okay.
You're right, yeah.
He has quit his campaign for re-election because his daughter said that he fondled her when she was a child.
Ugh. Oh, that guy. I heard about that over the weekend. Ugh.
The lawyer says, no, that didn't happen. Well, you know, where do these people come from? Where do they come from? Here's Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary, have to give testimony about adding a citizenship question to the census in 2020. District Judge Jesse Furman issued a decision in one of several lawsuits challenging the question, which would ask census respondents if they were U.S. citizens. Why isn't that? What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything, but a lot of people think that it'll prohibit everyone from answering the census questions.
Who thinks that?
Fairly. The opposition to this, because there's two sides. You and I don't see a problem with it. There are people who do see a problem with it, and they say
what's the problem?
That it'll discourage people from answering the census questions.
Right.
So?
I think you have to know who's here and who's here legally and who's not here legally, because that actually matters is in terms of funds and programs and things for both sides, by the way, for citizens and non-citizens. It's just a piece of basic information. But
well, when we learn from the study that was done at Yale and MIT about the population of illegals being twice what it really what we've been told, we were told it was 11 million. It's actually 22 million. What does that do to the labor force? What does it do to wages? What does it do to crime? What does it do to welfare, real estate prices, productivity rates? All you go through is an arm's length of things that are a part of this question. Once again, the realization that when you look at it, we actually are eating ourselves, like eating our young. It's tragic and ridiculous at the same time. 21 after the hour, food for thought here on the DJV Show.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paying attention to Eric Church before. Maybe I should. I kind of like this. This is Eric Church doing Desperate Man. He's doubling down on his upcoming North American tour with sort of an innovative approach that includes two stops in every city he visits. Following the release of his forthcoming album, Desperate Man, which comes out on the 5th of October, so that's a week from Friday, he's playing 18 double nights at cities across North America, plus one stadium show at Nissan Stadium in Nashville next May. The Nashville date will more than double the capacity where he previously set Bridgestone Arena's attendance record. Last year, that was, upon the final stop of his Hold in My Own tour. I didn't realize this guy was that big a deal, Jennifer.
He's a big star. Wow. He's, I would say he's probably just kind of bubbling under Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, but came out about the same time.
I don't recognize any of the award shows, though. Has he been getting
sure.
awards?
Sure, yeah, he's been given awards. He is definitely more rock than country. I'd say he's definitely rocktry.
Rockery.
So I think the rock comes almost before
rock-ry.
The country. He's got kind of that rock-ry. Southern rock feel, but also just like you'd hear him in a bar, his ballads,
yeah.
And then the rest of it, very rockish. I can't explain it, but he's kind of the hard guy in country music.
So has he... He's got a lot of material to work with, apparently, because he doesn't have an opening act. He goes out for 2 hours himself, does all those sets back-to-back, and he does them every night, one and then the next one. His fan club is known as the Church Choir, kind of clever. You get priority access to purchasing tickets during the fan club presale. Remainder of the tickets sold during Ticketmaster's verified fan presale. Ticketmaster, aha! Somebody's getting the goods on them. Did you see that story about them making deals with the, why does that not surprise us? The scalpers, yeah. Anyway, Church is offering tickets inside his stage, made available exclusively to the Church Choir members and through the brand new Eric Church app. Church Choir members also have the opportunity to take advantage of exclusive hotel deals in all of the tour cities as well. So that's kind of an interesting. Would you have to pay money to be?
That's the first time I've heard of an artist doing that.
Yeah. Yeah,
giving fans hotel deals. That's a great thing to do.
Pretty smart, actually.
Yeah, right. So you get drunk at the concerts and you go to the hotel instead of. People don't drink at country concerts, though, do they, Jennifer?
Oh, sure.
They do.
Yeah, definitely.
A few of them. Yeah.
Uh huh. All right. Next up on the calendar of musical events, the Allman Brothers, with a focus on founding member Dickie Betts here, has had successful surgery after he fell down and hit his head while playing with his dog. The website says the Ramblin' Man and Blue Sky singer-songwriter went through surgery Friday to relieve swelling on his brain. This is not pretty. Statement posted over the weekend.
A rough time lately.
Yeah. Betts and his family said the outpouring of support from all over the world has been overwhelming and amazing. We're very appreciative. Last month, he suffered a mild stroke at a cancer synopathy. This is if you hit your head and you've had a stroke, that ain't a good recipe for the future.
Not at all.
No, that's bad news, man. Bad news. And listen to this, the great stuff. It's come from the Allman Brothers. I love this song. Crack this up, Carrie.
I love Dickie's voice, too. He doesn't sound good anymore, but he was one of the best voices.
Yep. All right, so what we need to do here, I think, what I would say is holding a good thought for Mr. Betts, whether you're a fan or not, just hold a good thought for anybody like that going through that kind of trauma. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces a new allegation of sexual misconduct from a second woman. The New Yorker is reporting a woman named Deborah Ramirez claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when she was a freshman at Yale. Kavanaugh says it never happened, and it's part of a smear campaign. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the first accuser of Kavanaugh, who's to testify this Thursday.
She'll be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does.
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this.
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
That's USA Radio's Robert Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To get you jazzed up there, boys and girls. It's the DJ V Show with the King of American Agriculture, Doug Steffen, Farmer Doug, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I will tell you, before we get to our trending story, I am awash with concerns, and the fact that I start this portion of the program with this will tell you how important, I think, the focus is on the farm, food, families, that sort of thing, what's going on. I'm just talking to the guy who's my chief of fixing things on the farm, wonderful guy who's been around for 14 or 15 years. His name is John Diamond. And we have a situation where yet perhaps the fourth hayfield to be compromised and ruined this year because of the weather. and sometimes equipment problems, he said to me, I said, what's wrong? And he said, old age. And I said, mine or the machine's? And we laughed about it. Yesterday was my dear friend Donald Ela. His birthday was his birthday and mine are close, and we've been working together for years and years and years, and he came to bale this field of hay with me instead of celebrating his birthday. His birthday was yesterday. With his wife, he came to me to help, and the baler wouldn't work, so we were both of us crazy with, you know, here we have more weather coming in, a chance of another field getting ruined because of the rain, and the machine won't work. So anyway, and then as he talked about, as John was talking about the age of the equipment, and thinking about what we're going through here in the American, I didn't sleep well last night at all. I was thinking about all these things, like ruining another bale of, another field of hay, but then the things that we're accosted with, there is everywhere we turn. Donald and I were talking about this. We don't want to do business with a state anymore. There are a lot of state lands that farmers rent, but because they're becoming so ridiculous with how they do it, so difficult. And then I was thinking about some of the other things. I'm trying to get the farm vehicles re-registered, and they're doing nothing but hassling me over things that I've never had a question or there's never been a problem with before. It's just one hassle after another. And I was thinking, is it just the farmer, or is it everywhere? Do we all feel like we're just getting hassled to death about nothing when it gets right down to it? But the reason I focus on the farmer, because of my own situation and how many people on the farms around the country are facing the same dilemma. Farms are going out by the hundreds every month because of bad government policy and the forces of the economics of, you know, all the imports and things that Trump is talking about. Things have become so complicated for simple people. I grew up in a simple world of simple folks. The farmers that I grew up around, who were like my second family, and there were three of them, were just prepared to get up in the morning at 4 o'clock, go milk the cows, go do the work of the day, growing whatever it is they had to grow to support themselves and the animals that they had. And they'd work until 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and they'd go have dinner, they'd go to bed, and they'd start all over again. They did that 7 days a week. That's the atmosphere under which I grew up. That's why I have the work ethic, I guess, that I do. I don't mind working 7 days a week because it's kind of fulfilling. But it isn't fulfilling when you are attacked at every corner, at every turn, by operators and the operational side of government that doesn't make any sense to any of us. And so I look at these three or four confrontations, plus the weather, and John and I, you know, who can, one of the things, the equipment business is kind of bad. Jennifer was talking about car, the used car and the new car business. Well, the same is true of all these new things that some of the big ag concerns can buy, because they can afford to spend $140,000 for a new tractor. I sure as heck can't, neither can anybody else I know. Plus the fact, they have so much computer technology in them that you can't work on them. I can't have a guy like John around to fix my tractors because you can't even get in. They don't even have a dipstick for oil. If the tractor is malfunctioning and there's a leak, you have to bring it to the dealer to have them fix it before oil can get added. Can you imagine anything so crazy? And so this is the kind of stuff that we're confronted with. And it makes it very, very difficult. So I sometimes my attitudes are generated not by what's going on the program itself, but what's going on in my life. And I think that's the case with you. You listen to this program because you want to hear what's going on, maybe in our lives, the lives of other people. Focus on it. And there seems to be a continuing frustration, or there's a continuing focus on all of these things that add up to being a problem. The Chinese trade talks, the Chinese have canceled them for now because the administration announced last week they want to impose tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Well, how did we get to this point in the first place? How is it that you and I and other Americans are buying that much from China? Why are
it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
but why
so
is it everywhere?
Hard to get, and
because we allowed it to happen.
Yeah. It's
so
you and me, baby.
And if everything being built there, made there.
Yeah. Right.
I try really hard to avoid it. Sometimes it's impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah. I'm with you. We are fine. We're all trying to avoid it, but you look around at stuff and you can't find anything. I bought a little gate kind of a fence system for Daisy so she wouldn't go out in the street or I wouldn't worry about her. And I ordered it and I got the box and it says made in China on the box.
At this point, I'm so happy if I see any other country listed on the box.
Yeah,
Pakistan, awesome. Vietnam, love it. Like, I'm so happy that any other country is on there.
Made in Argentina. Good, I'll
love
buy it.
Perfect. I'll take two.
All right, Jennifer, I usurped your...
No, I was just going to say, I think I've told you about my friend who tried a couple of Christmases ago to buy everybody a Made in America gift instead of... You know, instead of just whatever they wanted on their list, it took her so long, and everybody ended up with Yankee candles and Corningware because that's how hard it was for her to find it.
Yeah. All right, other challenges that we focus raising children in this world of challenges is going to be our focus in a moment with an eye to Facebook, I think. There's something going on between parent-teacher groups and Facebook that I want you to know about. We'll touch that in just a matter of moments here on the DJB program.
Tom Danny Lifford with Today's Homeowner. You know, it's really hard to relax in an outdoor living area like this when you see leaves all over the yard. My daughter Chelsea has a way to make that chore a little easier.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger rake, like this one from Ames, 26 inches wide, and it has two layers of tines. Just going to be able to grab more leaves with every stroke. You see how clean it leaves the yard with just one stroke. But, you know, leaves left in your yard, not a problem like leaves left in your gutter.
Yeah, gutters can really be a problem if they're full of leaves. That can cause a lot of damage to your home. This is a great solution. It's called the gutter brush. You simply drop it in the gutter, and it'll prevent the leaves and straw from sitting in the gutter, clogging it up. It'll wash it away. Average home, $200 to $300. Another concern this time of the year is keeping those power bills down, so you really need to pay attention to the air that can get in around your windows.
That's right. If you have single-pane windows, consider Duck Brand Max Window Kit. Comes with everything you need to install plastic on the inside of your windows. Use a hair dryer to shrink it and get that nice pocket of air. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
Now let's take get bold color copies that will have people talking and get 20% back in rewards. Get your business's message across loud and clear and get 20% back in rewards. Print leave behinds that will make you top of mind and get 20% back in rewards. Now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on today's DJV program. I was talking about making an allusion to safety, Facebook, and the PTA because children are confronted by so many things. I think all of us are. Online safety, bullying, that sort of thing. A lot of families helping navigate conversations with their children are looking for answers, maybe a little bit of help. I think keeping children safe while online needs to be a priority for all parents. So apparently the National Parent Teacher Association, the PTA, and Facebook are getting together to launch something called Digital Families Community Events, happening in a couple of hundred cities across the country. So we have Antigone Davis from Facebook here and Colin Robinson, who's the head of the board at the National PTA, to talk about this very thing. I guess the obvious question for both of you is, why did Facebook and the PTA get together on this?
All I can say is I wish we'd gotten together even sooner. Actually, the PTA is right in the home of families all around the country, so they were a natural partner for this. And what we really wanted to do was to make sure that we could get into local communities, bring resources, tips for parents, guidance, research, and make sure they had the tools that they need for a world in which our offline world and our online world is so intimately connected.
All right. So, Mr. Robinson, would you tell us what you think the largest challenges are that are faced by your members these days?
Well, so currently in the digital space, it's this constant change, and parents are having a really tough time keeping up. So what we're trying to do is show parents ways that they can use the resources that are available to them to have these in-depth conversations with their kids about digital safety, online bullying, how to be a good online citizen. And most of these conversations are actually very similar to the conversations that are having in the offline world, just taking them online.
So of those things that are listed here, the bullying, the digital literacy, the news literacy, the online safety, which of these, and I would ask either of you to underscore which one, maybe, Antigone, you feel is one stronger, more important than the other, and Colleen, maybe you think there is one. What's the most important thing here?
Well, you know what, I think the way we think about it is that you really want to give kids the skills that they need to think critically and to share thoughtfully. Much like you want your children to think critically when they're making decisions offline and to be thoughtful about how they're communicating with the people that they're communicating with offline, you really want to do the same thing online. And if you hit both of those, you really do give them the kinds of social and emotional skills that they need to navigate what learning something new, taking in new information, as well as dealing with something that maybe bothers them when they see it online.
All right, Colin, with you, yeah. Is it bullying? I see bullying underscored here, it seems, more than anything else.
Bullying is definitely the hot topic, but I think it comes down to citizenship and what that looks like for a student. As parents, we're raising young adults, and eventually they're going to go out into the world, and giving them the tools and skills that they need to be good citizens through the rest of their life starts at such an early age.
All right, so do we have something, the connection here to make it more formal between Facebook and the National PTA? There are grants available. Is that from the PTA applying to Facebook? Is that something, grants that will help to spread the word, Antigone?
Yeah, so what it is we have provided funding for parents to reach out to get a grant to host an event in their community around online safety. And then we are going to provide the parents with training as well as resources to give out to the other parents. And the idea is to get into all 50 states and 200 communities to give parents access to these resources.
All right. One question, if I may, Colin, of you.
Yeah.
The focus, I said bullying, we always seem to think about the person who is the victim. But what happens to parents if they find out that their child is the bully?
Again, it comes down to that conversation that the parents are having with their kids. We would all hope that our kids are acting safely and appropriately online, but when you have that open line of communication with your student and with your kids, you can address those things as they come up.
One of the things that's really nice about the resources that we're providing to parents is that there's a bullying prevention hub, access to a bullying prevention hub, which talks very specifically about when your child is being accused of actually being the bully and how to have that important conversation with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you'd want to be fooling around. All right, so information on this, a lot of people now interested. You've piqued our interest. Where do we go, Antigone, to get more info, especially when it comes to applying for this grant?
For the access to the Facebook resources, you want to go to Facebook /safety, but Colin can tell you about where to get the grants.
Colin,
yeah,
go ahead.
For the grants, we're talking about 200 grants in all 50 states, and you can go to pta.org/digitalfamilies to learn all about them.
pta.org/digitalfamilies. Antigone Davis, Colin Robinson, thank you for being here.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, the familiar tones of the theme from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program here on the air on the DJV program because of the hard work of Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here with us to answer your questions sent in by our listeners, including Doris, who's on Wyoming, who has...
Yes, Doris.
...a 1970 home on a basement. Wow. Some of the exterior siding... comes pretty close to the ground, overlaps the foundation, and is rotten.
Uh-oh.
Lady, it's too close to the ground.
Too close to the ground.
All right, so what does she do to fix it?
She needs a house elevator.
I mean, crank that house out. Get the house away from the ground.
Lift that house about 2 feet. So he wants to know if she can seal the gap where the siding overlaps the foundation. No, caulk is not going to help you here, Doris. What you have to do is you have to regrade this area. Now, if the soil is up so high that it's covering or coming that close to the siding, what you're going to need to do is put in sort of like a mini retaining wall around that foundation where you have an area that's sort of recessed. And this way you get some airspace between the bottom of the siding and the top of the soil. You're going to have about 12 inches there. So basically you're going to dig a trench around the outside of the house. You're going to support the earth where it's higher than the siding. And then you're going to add some drainage in that area so that any water that collects in there runs out a hopefully underground perforated pipe towards the lower part of your yard and drains away. But you've got to have some airspace on that side of the house or the siding will continue to rot.
You know what I did on my, if this helps, I had my guys dig a hole a foot wide and a foot deep all the way around the house and all the way around the barn, right. And I had them fill it with pea stone. And now the splash doesn't go up on the way. It made it, wasn't so much rotten, but it was, my house is white, and so you get that mud coming up from the gardens around the house, and it makes all that lower part look kind of dirty.
You know,
so that worked for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in a house where you get either the splash from water that has an erosive effect, or you get double the amount of UV radiation. For example, when you have a second story wall that intersects with a roof, you'll notice that the roof in that area will actually wear out faster, and the siding will bubble and dry out faster because you get the reflection of the sun either striking the siding or striking the roof and bouncing up. So it has a duplicative effect there and actually wears quicker than the rest of the house. And the same with rain. You know, if it hits, for example, with a brick house, you often see the mortar joints worn out at the bottom courses because the water hits the grade, bounces up on the brick, and stays wetter longer, and that's what causes it to kind of deteriorate.
Heats it away. Yep. All right. There's a great tip. There are fantastic tips every single week. And this week, the first week of fall, the Money Pit is celebrating. Got a new giveaway. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. And also, you can get their weekly newsletter, all kinds of things going on. So what are you doing giving away a $1,000 grill? Where do I get mine?
We've got a fantastic fall sweepstakes just launched at MoneyPit.com. We teamed up with RiverbendHome.com. We're giving away a $1,000 grill or a $500 shopping spree. Plus, we've got two beautiful new fire pits to give away and 10 copies of our book, My Home, My Money Pit, your guide to every home improvement adventure. You can enter once a day starting right now at MoneyPit.com.
Well, 3 out of 4 is not bad. I'd be interested in the $1,000 grill, $500 shopping spree, new fire pits. I don't know about that.
Not so much about the book. Don't you have like a loose, don't you have like a short leg on a table that's kind of wobbly and you can shove it over there or something?
Actually, there are tons of great things in the Money Pit's book, My Home, My Money Pit. So check that all out, moneypit.com. Okay, listener Jack, who's in Nevada, has problems with his walls and ceilings because they're bubbled up.
Right.
He had a leak. There you go. The repairing of the ceiling, sir, should come after you repair the leak.
Yes, that's That'd right.
Be my...
Fix the leak, Jack. Good advice, Doug.
Thank
now,
you.
When you say your ceiling is bubbled, are we talking about paint bubbling, or are we talking about like the drywall being swollen?
If it's hasn't the drywall, bubbling, there's the paper on the drywall can separate from the context of the drywall itself, right?
I mean, it depends. If it's like paint bubbling and the drywall is largely intact, by that I mean flat and none of that paper separating, then you certainly can prime it. And priming is really important. If you don't prime that surface, the latex paint will show the stains right through. So you've got to prime it. And that's really, really key to making sure that it works. But if the drywall itself is swollen and bubbled and has dried that way, you got to rip it out. That's why, Doug, if you get a leak, it's coming through a ceiling. I always tell folks to take like a screwdriver and poke a hole in the ceiling because if you can drain the water out from behind it, it's a lot easier to fix that little hole than it is to tear out your entire ceiling when the drywall is swollen and hanging down.
Right. You can tape over it and recover it that way, right?
Yeah, people think they're damaging it further. No, you're actually saving your ceiling by putting
those
holes in there.
Don't forget, sign up for that sweepstakes at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler with Doug Steffen on the DJV Show.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.